Now, Chris, as I understand it, the original dredge was built by what firm did you say?
It was built by Walter Johnson, company of San Francisco.
Uh-huh. And from the time it stopped or ceased operations until the second dredge began operating in the fall of 1936, would you say how many years had lapsed?
Well, I'm not positive of that. I know it's these Hound Wolf boilers were shipped in just prior to the first war, so they were possibly shipped in 1913, and
amazing.
It possibly worked for about 10 years till it ran out of ground up at the upper end of the property.
Now, when that ceased operation, was gold about $18 an ounce those years?
Well, I think when it started operating, it was possibly about $16 an ounce. And it, of course, they wouldn't be able to work it at that price, but when gold went up in, I believe it was 34 or 35?
35, yes.
35, why, then possibilities were good. There'd be a lot of additional ground down below that was workable. And the drilling proved that that was true. And the work progressed very quickly. All the men on the job seemed to be eager to work and do a good job. And the test run of the dredge that fall was very satisfactory. And it continued working till the war in 42, as I recall, and when we had to shut down.